Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again. Thursday evening should be about 9:30 p.m. on your dial. That's about what time it is down here in the palatial studios of Salem Media Hawaii. 99.5 FM, The Word. Thank you once again for tuning into Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry from First Assembly of God, where we reach out to all those that are broken, lost, and incarcerated. And this is 99 FM, The Word, 99.5 FM, The Word. For those of you that are interested, we do have a website, and it is www.freeinsideministry.org. We have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com, and we do have a Facebook page, which has almost 4,100 fans at this point in 45 countries, 45 languages, and it's not about anything we do. It's about everything God does through us. Amen. And we also have a mailing address for the old-fashioned way. For those of you that still use the U.S. Post Office, that's Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, and the zip code is 96830, 96830. Drop us a line. Let us know how this show has touched you, or maybe how we could make this show more exciting. Just want to thank all of you for just turning on the dial for this brief time that we have together. I just want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters. You know, Waiava, we're going to be up there next week, Wednesday, God willing. And Halava, we just had a wonderful, wonderful chapel service last night. 49 plus, because I couldn't count any higher. I was getting too crowded in that room. Whoa, do you hear that chuckle? That's an angel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, when that soundboard gets wired up and we get enough voltage going through it, it really comes to life. I want to welcome once again my partner in building the kingdom, my ever so lovely bride, Lynette, who has been going through a lot of things at work, transitioning hotels and properties, but has mustered up the energy to sit wide awake with a banana, a Mountain Dew, and a voice for the Lord today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
See, they didn't even have to hit her with a stick yet. We're going to talk about that later. But last night at Halava, well, let me come back to Halava. I just want to reach out and say aloha to our brothers down there in 6A, 6B, 5A, 5B. I want to just give a aloha out to Brother Gary, Brother John, Brother Lance, and Brother Jay. And just nice to know that everybody's out and about. Going to try and maybe visit down in the lower modules this weekend if possible. See what CHAP allows us to do. And just want to thank everyone for their faithful Bible studies that they're doing down there. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. Right, Lynn?
Amen.
Sometimes the spark's going to fly. Sometimes it's going to be kind of dull. But iron sharpens iron. If you ever remember that commercial where they take the sword, the molten piece of metal, the hot metal that's in the fire, then they pound it, they chisel it, they pound it. And at the end of this commercial, it becomes a sword for a U.S. Marine soldier. Amen?
Amen.
Gleaming, sharp, a weapon that is to be used to protect the freedoms of the United States and the freedom that the Lord has given us. But, I mean, it started off just as a piece of metal. Just like we all start off as a piece and a lump of clay. And God is the potter, and guess what we are? The clay. Now, not everybody's a beautiful pot. Some of us are bambucha pots, like myself. And some of us are very curvy, very beautiful pots, like someone like the Reyes family, Mr. and Mrs. Gabriel Reyes. They would be curvy. They would be curvy pots. Me and my wife, we would just be big pots. You know, and you get like that when you get to be our age. You can just be a big pot.
Round pots.
Round pots. But round is a shape. Remember
yes,
geometry.
It is.
And we also want to give a shout out to OCCC, you know, looking so forward to getting down there this Saturday with our team. Looking forward to getting back into modules 18 and 17 and hopefully module 8. And looking forward to go to Annex 1. Want to give a shout out to all our brothers there. Brother Barry over there, we're going to come visit you on Saturday. Looking for a Holy Ghost party take place once again. And we want to apologize because we weren't able to get out to Double Triple C this evening. We got a few of our volunteers that are a little sick under the weather. We don't want to communicate any of those germs back into the facility. So we made a judgment call. We made a team call. And we said we're going to take a break and come back healthy and full of the Holy Spirit next week,
God
Thursday.
Bless you, ladies.
But we miss you. We love you guys.
Praying for you.
But Jesus loves you more. Amen.
Amen.
And last but not least, because they're never last and they're never least, is our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. And I think, Lynn, you have some breaking news.
Yes, brothers, we are coming in a few weeks. Me and Brother Bula.
That's right. I think we've got enough helium balloons and weather balloons. We're going to float two lawn chairs and get all the way over to Arizona. And we're looking to do that right around the end of the month. Right around the end of the month, we're going to be back there.
Just me and Bula.
It's a Delta team. I'm going to be the Del. She's going to be the Ta. And we're going to be the Delta and get over there. And, you know, God willing, we're going to be there and praise the Lord together. And welcome the new year. Because the new year is a year of breakthrough. The new year is a year of we're going to have some breakouts, you know. And it's just a vision that many of the prophetic speakers have been sharing. And just want to thank everyone. But I want to get back to last night. To the chapel that we had up in Halava, because it was really anointed and appointed by God himself. You know, because usually the third Wednesday of the month, we'll go up, Free Inside Ministry, and Pastor Virginia Domligan, she'll be there on the fourth Wednesday. But, you know, her schedule's been a little crazy, and, you know, January is the first month of the year, a lot of things going on. So by God's grace, Pastor Virginia was able to come there last night, and we were able to share the pulpit, and we were able to listen to a message she gave. Now I'm telling you, for all the men that were there last night, they were very blessed. I mean, I was blessed listening to Pastor Virginia, and she just put things in such a wonderful perspective. I mean, she had them up. We was up dancing on the head of the enemy, dancing on the head of the servant. She make us all get up, pound our feet on the ground. Oh, it's wonderful. It was just a wonderful time, you know. And to hear the praise and worship, to hear the hearts of the men open up, to hear their voices praising our Lord and Savior, to hear them in one heart, one mind, one accord, one church for one God. Hallelujah. That was just a wonderful night last night. It was so refreshed. And Pastor Virginia, just give you all our aloha, all our love. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, and Pastor Virginia was able to go with us to Saguaro in October, where we were able to baptize over 130 men, and just a wonderful time to minister to all the men there. So looking so forward, Lynn and I, to getting back there in a few weeks to go Amen. Visit our brothers there. But, you know, I just want to let you know that, and I'm going to borrow this from, because I'm still jacked up from last night. I'm still jacked up from the 49-plus men that were worshiping. I'm still jacked up from the men that were sitting on the floor because they wanted to hear the word of the Lord. I'm still jacked up because the men jumped up to hear the name of the Lord. I'm still jacked up because they came with a level of expectancy. I'm still jacked up because the praise and worship with Brother Kimo and all our other brothers was so off the hook. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes in and fills the room, you got nothing else to do but raise your hands and
That's
praise
right.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm still excited about that. But, you know, like Pastor Virginia was saying, and I just love that. She just told us. She said, God is good, isn't he? God is good. He's good all the time. But you see, it's about that relationship. This is something we're trying to pound into all of our brothers and sisters, our brethren. It's about a relationship because, like she said, if I was to bring you something about religion or tradition, I might as well stay home because we'd all be going to hell together. But she goes, what I want to bring and what I want to share tonight, my brothers and my sisters, those of you that are sitting on the edge of your bunk or looking up at the bed above you through that little window, you might see a star or the moon that's up there and wondering, what about me, God? What about me? What I'm telling you is about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He didn't say to go build my church. He said to go build my kingdom. You see, when it's the new year, what do? We make a lot of resolutions. We make a lot of revolution. That's a lot of word pollution with no solutions. Amen?
Amen.
That's a lot of resolutions, a lot of revolutions, word pollution with no solutions. But how many of you watch, you ever see that movie, The Incredible Hulk? You ever see the show with, I think Iron Man was the latest craze that they recently had? Or you see something like Superman or the superheroes. What do they all have in common that separated them from all of us normal people in the world? What separated them was they had the power. You remember, they had the power. That's what separated them. They had some type of power that gave them those supernatural skills or abilities. And, you know, what happens is that made them different from everybody else. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, my brethren, you have a power that is far greater than you're going to find in any comic book. You have a power that is far greater than you'll find in any cartoon. You got a power inside of you that was given to you that is far greater than you're going to find in any movie theater on
That's
a Saturday
right.
afternoon that costs you $12 for watching a movie. The power that I'm talking about is the power of Jesus Christ. The power I'm talking about is the power of the Holy Spirit. And what it allows us to do. If you, my brothers and sisters, have your swords with you and you can open up your Bibles, and we're going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 16 through 20. And this is going to be Luke, chapter 10, 16 through 20. I'm going to have Lynn share the first one. It's coming out of the New King James Version. And then I'm going to come back with some chili pepper water for everybody listening tonight. So, Lynn, we're going to be in Luke, chapter 10, verses 16 through 20.
All right. Luke 10, chapter 10, 16 through 20 says, "He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me." Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I said I was going to come right out of the Jesus book. So let me open that bug up right now. Go crack them right now. Serious as a heart attack. Here we go. Cracker Jack coming back. Jesus, go tell these guys, "Hey, whoever hear you, they're going to hear me too. Hey, and whoever no take you, they no take me too. Whoever no take me, they no take the one that when send me." The 72 guys come back and they stay real good inside. They say, "Boss, even the bad kind spirits do what we say because we your guys and we use your name."
Amen.
Jesus go tell them, "I went see the devil that time God went throw him down from the sky just like the lightning."
The lightning.
Listen, I went give you guys the power so you can walk on top of the snakes and on top of the scorpions.
Hallelujah.
And you guys get the power for win over the guy that stay against us, the devil. You guys get plenty more power than the devil get, and nothing gonna hurt you guys.
Nothing.
But no, stay good inside just because the bad spirits do what you tell them. You better stay good inside because God gets you guys' names inside his book, inside the sky.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see,
amen.
We have the power. We have the power to step on the head of the snakes and the scorpions. And anything that comes against us will never have the power to defeat us. You see, we don't fight for victories, my brothers and sisters. You have to look at your situation. You're fighting from a position of victory. We're fighting from victory. We don't have to fight for the victory because the victory has been claimed by the blood of Jesus on the cross that was up there on Golgotha. You have to remember that it was that blood that paid the price for our sins. That's what enables us to be victorious, because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You have to know that and hold that near and dear to your hearts. You see, in the book of Matthew 10, and we're going to start right off in chapter 6.
It says, "But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give."
Right there, look what he's saying. He's saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Here.
It's not down the block. It's not two streets away. It's not in another zip code. It's not across the water. Is at hand.
Right
when
now.
I look down, my hand is still connected to mom. That means it's pretty close.
Yes.
Heal the sick. That's a commandment right there. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. You see,
yes.
In the Jesus book, just so some guys from the west side can get the arms around this bugger so they can just hold on to this and put them horny right now tonight. We're going to go with the Jesus book.
Horny
this one right now for all the guys out there. And you know what? If you can't horny nothing, horny the word of God, because the word of God is going to get you out of where you at right now.
Amen.
But go by the people from Israel Ohana, because they're just like the sheep that go stay lost. And when you guys go, teach like this. God, the king from the sky, he stay king here now.
Amen.
Make the sick guys come good. Make the mocky guys come back alive again. Make the leper guys come good. And make the bad kind spirits let go of the people. God give you guys plenty, and he no expect nothing back. So then, you guys give plenty too, and you guys no expect nothing back.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen. See, that's a power that God has given to those that are his disciples, those that are obedient to his ways, those that are they're thinking his thoughts, those that are thinking and obeying his commands, those that are trying to be Christ-like and walk step in step as yoked with him along the path on the steps that he has ordained before yes. every footstep you have taken. That's being in obedience. That's being in alignment for your assignment. That's letting God come into your life, not only for a makeover, but you're letting God take over your life. You're letting God control you because you say those four words, Lord, here I am. See, it's not about capability. It's about availability. You show up, you do what you can do. God's going to do the rest. Right. But you sit on the couch with that remote, say, I don't got a job, but I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep watching Judge Judy. I don't got a job, but I want to watch Sesame Street. I don't got a job, but I want to watch the Queen of Kings, you know, or the King of Queens, wherever you're going to go with that. But either way, you haven't done what you could do. God said, get up, get out of the couch, get some clothes on, get out there and knock on some doors. And you say, oh, but God, they're not going to hire me because I was a convict. Oh, God, they're not going to hire me because I was a drug addict. Oh, God, I'm not going to hire me because I was an alcoholic. God's saying, well, you know what? I made you. I don't make mistakes. Get out there and claim it in the name of Jesus.
Go.
You've got to go and do everything to the best of your ability, not Amen. The half of your ability, not the third of your ability, the best of your ability. And God's going to do the rest. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, my brothers, and I'm going to talk straight right to the guys listening right now. A man is not a man because he can break somebody's arm. Okay? Because hurt people hurt people. A man is not a man because he can pound somebody and break their leg. A man's not a man just because he can pound chicks and pound his wife and pound his kids. A man is not a man when he can puff out his chest and make like that, like he all that, because he ain't nothing. A man is a man when he can walk away from confrontation. A man is a man when he can walk away from an argument. A man is a man when he can walk away from a negative situation because he realizes that's an attack by the enemy, by the devil against him and his family, because he knows in his heart that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's who a man is. That's a real man. That's a godly man. You see, you got to be obedient to the word of God. You got to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. You just got to open up your palate. You got to open up your heart and say, Lord, here it is. Fix this. We don't know how to be honest with anybody. We can't even be honest with ourselves. But you got to know, be honest with God because he knows everything already. You got to let God take you over and make you over because we're going to enter battles, my brethren. You see, we got all kind of buckaloo stuff. We get so much junk in our trunk. We got to get rid of that junk in the trunk. You ever try watch the drag racer guys, the quarter miles? How much extra stuff do they have in the back of that car? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That thing is lean, mean. That thing is so light. Right. That thing is built for speed. That build is for performance. That thing is built to set records. But how can they do that if we throw a couple suitcases on the back, add a couple cases of beer, you know, maybe a couple garbage cans of rubbish? That thing not going to do nothing. Probably going to pop on Willie with all the junk in our trunk. You know what I'm talking about. See, you got to let that stuff go. You got to get rid of it. What's junk is junk. Get it out of there. Because you know what happens? When you get, it's just like when you're trying to pack for the, going on a trip to the mainland or something. You know, when you put all your stuff and you don't plan how you're going to pack your suitcase, you throw everything in there all loose and buckle loose side. And then when you get up to the mainland, what happened? Oh, your toothpaste and bus open, your cologne and get all over the clothes. Your soap is all over because you didn't pack it right. You see, you didn't pack it how it should have been packed. You just threw it together. But you see, when you let God take over, he's going to show you how to pack it right. God's going to show you how to pack it tight because God's going to tell you, we got to get ready for this fight. You see, you got to pack it right, pack it tight, get ready for your fight because you're going to fight the enemy because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, like I said earlier. Amen?
Amen.
But you remember the story of David and Goliath? Remember when the prophet Samuel came and he had to obey the voice of the Lord when he was anointing a new king because Jesse, the father of all of these young men, had all of his sons parade in front of Samuel, That's except right. David. But if you'd open up your Bibles, my brothers, if you'd open up your Bibles, my sisters, tonight, to 1 Samuel, it's in the Old Testament, chapter 16, 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7. And this applies to everyone in earshot of my voice. This applies to everyone who can hear this program right now, because this is the Lord. And he said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees.
That's right.
For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord, say the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord looks at the heart. Hallelujah. If I was to look only at the outward appearance, I wouldn't give you the time of day.
That's
but
right.
You see, I pray to my Lord that I have the eyes of Christ. I pray that he gives me his compassion,
yes,
his wisdom,
Lord.
His heart, so that when I see you, I see your upside. I see your potential. I see what you can do, not what you have done. Amen. Because we're going to live moving forward, not living backwards. Amen.
Because
what's done is done. We're going to keep moving forward, we're going to follow the word of our Lord. Amen. We're going to listen to the voice of our Lord, because everything we've done on our own so far has piled up pretty well. It's like a H1 traffic accident with no tow trucks in sight. But I'm telling you, God wants you to move forward. God didn't tell you go into reverse. He says, keep moving forward. Like Pastor Scott always says, if you're going to live in the past, you're going to stay stuck and stupid. And I love that, because so many of us, we let our past punish our future. Amen?
Amen.
See, in the Jesus book, and to give you a little flavor on that, it says, but God told Samuel, hey, looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and how he looked. I've already eliminated him. God judges them different than everybody else does. Men and women, they look at the face. Me, I look straight into their heart. I love that. I look straight into their heart. Cut right to the chase. Sometimes the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Hallelujah. It's amazing when you try to, instead of change the world, you try to change yourself with an attitude of gratitude. And you realize and you look around how things have changed all around you. But you see, you have to seek God. We have to seek God, my brothers and sisters. And it's in you know, you're going to find this, and it's in the book of Matthew 7:7.
Yes, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
Oh my goodness, that's on Garen Barbarians. That's on Garen Barbarians. That's more better than more better.
For real, God.
Because in the Jesus book, he says, go ask God and you're going to get him. Look and you go find him. Knock and God going to open the door for you. All the guys that ask, they're going to get. All the guys that look for something, they're going to find them. All the guys that stay knocking on top of the door, God going to open the door for them. Hallelujah. You know, when you walk in the favor of God, I tell people I walk in the fog all the time. I said, my wife and I, we're blessed. We walk in the fog. We see signs and wonders, miracles every day, because you know why? We walk in the fog.
Yes,
I said, Bula, you guys live in Makakilo, not in San Francisco. How you guys get fog up there? What kind of action you get going up there? No, fog, my brothers and sisters, means the favor of God. See, when you walk in the favor of God, you live from glory to glory, not from sorry to sorry.
Yeah.
We live our lives going, sorry, oh God, I'm sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry. But no, when you put all that sorry stuff behind you and say, Lord, I'm going to live for you. Lord, I'm going to walk for you. Lord, I'm going to think for you. Lord, I just want to be an extension of you. That's when God comes into your life. That's when God takes over your steps. That's when God takes over your thoughts. And then you begin to see things with the eyes of Christ. You begin to feel things with the heart of Christ. You begin to sense things with the sense of Christ. And the world changes around you because the Lord has allowed you to walk in the favor of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, and what happens is you have to know that when you have the favor of God, it's just like in 2 Chronicles. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa, and he said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, in the Great Commission, my brothers and sisters, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why I preach to my file cabinets. I preach to the cockroaches in my office. I preach to the termites in my windows, because they got to hear the word of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In the Jesus book, he says, right what he goes say right over there in the Jesus book. He says, hey, he tell them, go all over the world and teach the good stuff about me to everybody. God will make them all kind. Whoever trusts the good stuff about me and get baptized, God going to take them out of the bad kind stuff they stay doing. But whoever no trust the good stuff, God going to say they got to take the blame for all the bad kind stuff they want to do. The people that trust me, they're going to do awesome kind stuff because they're my guys. They're going to use my power to make the bad kind spirits let go of all the people. They're going to talk different kind languages. They're even going to pick up snakes with their hands. And if they drink the poison, not going to hurt them. They're going to put their hands on top of the sick people, and all the sick people going to come good. My brothers and sisters, you got to realize we fight from victory, not for victory. He already won the battle. He hit the home run. We got to touch all the bases. That's what you're going to see. This is a year of breakthrough. This is a year of breakout. You got to believe that. You got to embrace that. But you got to do things a little bit different this year than you did last year, because last year wasn't wasn't too good, because look where you're at right now. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then I'm telling you, it's time to get blessed up instead of getting messed up right now. See, it's time to take back what the enemy took. Amen. It's time to claim what he's taken from you. Amen. What you need, you're going to take back your families, my brothers and sisters. You're going to take back your children, my brothers and sisters. You're going to take back your wife, brothers and sisters. You're going to take back your home, your jobs, everything that you lost, you're going to take back this year. But only if you're able to walk in the destiny. Only if you walk in the calling of the Lord upon your life. Only if you walk with the one who created us, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, the beginner and the end, the bright and shining morning star. If we walk with God, if he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. My God, my God, my God. Just know that when you walk with the creator of all living things, you walk in victory. Every step you take is a step forward. Every step that you take is closer to being with Christ. You know, last night was just so incredible. You know, we're so excited about being able to get up to Sororo, Arizona, coming up the end of this month. But you see, it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start with that personal relationship. It's not going to be watching TV. It's not going to be listening to the radio. You got to get into the Word of God. If you got to go by the Jesus book, go up to Showers of Blessings, go down to Logos, big stores in town, pick it up. Get something you can understand. Let the knowledge and the Word of God empower you and lift you up, because that's what it's supposed to do. The enemy wants you to feel like you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're never going to be nothing because your family is never nothing. Let me tell you, God don't make no mistakes. God created you in the likeness of his image. Hallelujah. You are one. Wonderfully and beautifully created, made by the one himself. So you have to realize what your destiny is. You have to realize who created you. You have to realize who your father is. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. When you come across a policeman, they are empowered by the citizens and by the laws. You are a citizen of heaven. You are empowered by God himself and the laws of heaven, which is the holy word of the Bible. Hallelujah. What you have to remember is your identity. You are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's who your daddy is. That's who your heavenly father is. That's who is the one who is watching everything that you do, knows your thoughts before you think them, knows your thoughts that you've already thought, and knows what you're thinking right now. And despite that, he welcomes you with open arms because he loves you.
Thank you,
as we love all his children. Yes, you know, if you get a chance tonight, just reach out and pray to your father tonight. He's up there. He's just wanting to hear your voice. He just wants to talk to you, talk some sense into you. A lot of you that are incarcerated, God didn't put you in a storm to blow you off course. God put you in a storm to blow you on course. And right now, you're on the course to meet your maker. You're on the course to meet your savior. And he wants to get to you so that you can understand the blessings he has, so then you can share that with your families. Why are you going to wait for a church to tell your family about Jesus when you can do that yourself? Oh, Bulu, I'm locked up. I can't do much for my family. I agree. The one thing that you can do is better than anything else. You can pray for them. You can pray. If you feed in your face every day, you can pray for your family. If you're taking a shower every day, you can pray for your family.
That's right.
If you're watching TV every day, you can pray for your family. If you're out there playing cards, you can pray for your family. When are you going to wake up and take the mantle of authority that God has placed over you? God has blessed you with the responsibility of those children. Those are a blessing while you steward them, while you have them here on earth, because they all belong to God. Your family belongs to God. But he's trusted you. He's entrusted you to take care of that family right now. So the best thing that you can do is to get right with God. Because once you get right with God, he's going to see that. He's going to bless you. If you're tired of being messed up, man, let's get blessed up. And that's not through me. That's through Jesus Christ. Just pray to him. Tell him your heart. Tell him how the day is going. But get into that conversation with him so you can hear his voice. Remember, we love you, but Jesus loves you more. Good night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.